Nebeel Podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Nebeel 20!
Hey!
Yeah, boy!
Hello! Nebeel 20! 2-0.
I just want to say thank you, Nebeel, for being the best podcast that is around. It is huge. Thank you.
There we go.
Wow.
That's a clip from the biggest guest anyone can have on anything at the moment.
He's trending every day on Twitter, and for him to take time out of his day, out of watching Fox News, to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. It's just such an honour that we've got such a high-profile war criminal to...
Well, he's not been a war criminal yet.
Potential.
Come on, no. He's only done a bit of collusion and a bit of just your standard hating your own country sort of thing.
Hating everyone, really.
Yeah. No, that is completely reasonable.
Yeah.
How are you, Lee, anyway?
Well, I'm a lot better now.
What, after hearing that clip?
Yeah, exactly. It's proper put a spring in the old step.
He probably was a really big fan of episode 2, the Pooh cast.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
I think he really liked your racist humour in episode 4.
Probably did. Probably did.
How's life with you anyway?
It's good. I've not really got much to say.
What have you been up to in the last... Well, it's been almost 2 weeks.
Has it?
It's been a while.
No, it's just, surely not. Just over a week, isn't it? Anyway, let's not get bogged down on the statistics of things.
Oh, mate, no, let's get bogged down.
Okay.
No, have you not been up too much?
I went to a murder mystery party. I wasn't very good at it.
That does not surprise me.
Good.
Or not to sound too rude, but
no, that's I think a fair assumption.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No. It's
what
all
did right. you struggle Sorry. About so much?
What did what?
What did you struggle with so much?
Just talking to people.
not the like figuring out what's it. It's just like,
oh,
you're
good.
Right.
No, I'm good at characterisation.
Did you keep forgetting who you were as well?
Yeah. It just got
I
too
am
real.
Lee. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not Lee. I'm Gerald. And I did it.
No, not far off, to be fair.
Did you do it?
I didn't do it.
Did the person who did it know that they'd done it at the start of the night?
Yeah.
So you open like a little envelope and like it's all your info's in there. Little briefing pack. Your script.
Pretty much, boy.
Did you forget your script?
No, not really.
So it was just the going up and saying hi to people. Was it? Did you know everyone at the party, or was it? Was it something you went to with your girlfriend?
Yes.
Does not. I knew it would be. So was it all her friends?
Yes.
Is that why you found it hard?
Yes, because I didn't know anyone. No, I didn't.
Just
know.
Going over like,
I
all
knew
right.
people vaguely, but. Not enough.
Had they met you before, or were they kind of judging you through this character that you were doing?
Probably about a third have met me before.
That's quite good, that's alright. But then the rest were like, is he doing a really good character, or is this just Lee?
Who knows? Sometimes I don't know. I'm like Jim Carrey in Man on the Moon. When he was filming Man on the Moon, when does Andy Kaufman finish? When does it start? Do you know what I mean?
But who's your character? Are you just like paying Tim Key circa 2009? Can you go that write a poem?
That was good. I enjoyed that, Ben.
Thank you.
What else? I'm trying to think what else I've done. I went to the pub yesterday. That was nice. Played a lot of darts.
What was the pub called? Was it called Snooker. Dog and Bone? Was it called...
No, it's my...
Was it an animal and something else?
No, it wasn't. It's my local. It's just called the Talbot.
The Talbot?
Yeah.
That's a type of fish, isn't it?
Maybe. No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of halibut. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say. No.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. No, it's fine. No.
Yeah. played a lot of darts and snooker. Not snooker, pool.
Pool.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I've been doing?
What have you been doing?
I've been laying a lot of bricks. And I'm not talking about my daily shit. I've been doing that, and I dug a hole earlier.
You dug a hole?
Just standard, in it.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever dug a hole? Didn't you do
is,
one when you is, murdered oh, is, when you
I was
murdered
just
Pete?
About to say, is this going to be passed on to the police? Because I very much think the six foot rule, it needs a bit more, probably seven, maybe 7.5 foot deep.
That's a lot to dig, though. That's a lot of work. Too much work.
Sometimes a strangle's a lot more worse, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot more hard work.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I went to London the other day.
Oh, yeah, with the Shock Awards. You met Hugh Dennis.
Oh, SRA Awards, yeah, the Student Radio Awards. Yeah. I met Hugh Dennis just on the street. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I've heard he's got a huge Dennis.
Hey. I just bumped into him because I was doing the Shock Snapchat. I did some LOL snaps. I don't know. Do you follow Shock on Snapchat?
No, definitely not.
So you would have missed out on my incredible Snapchat of... There's one I did where I was sat... I stood outside Pall Mall, the road sign, and I said... Just playing a bit of Monopoly, Pall Mall for £60, please. And then I held up £60 in my hand. And people seem to find that quite funny.
I don't know why.
Doesn't sound funny now I'm saying. then the other one I did, I went to Fortnum & Mason's and I stood inside the lift and I went, if you like the finer things in life, you'll enjoy Fortnum & Mason's.
Oh, Ben, one second. I've just got a clip. Can I just play this? I've just found a clip. Can I just... play this.
Yeah, no, please, right? Please do.
Alright, one second. Hiya, it's your friend Paul O'Grady here, just saying, great work, on the 20 episodes and there'll be a fantastic stuff, well done. Oh, wow.
You know what's really funny is, I knew that would be Paul O'Grady. As soon as he said, I was like, Paul's here. I'm so glad he loves the show.
Paul O'Grady sending his... best wishes.
Oh yeah, the other two people I saw when I was in London, I saw Alex Brooker and Matthew Crosby going for lunch together.
Oh right,
that's interesting, isn't it? That is interesting. No, that is interesting.
No, that is interesting. Are you and you would have seen Charlie Sloth?
Charlie Sloth. No, he didn't host it in the end.
Oh,
know who did host it? Some guy from Capital, don't know who he is.
We like radio, so we wouldn't know about Capital.
Dev hosted.
Who's Dev?
I like Dev. Dev, you know, he was on Smile years ago.
Oh, no, I know Dev.
And then in the audience was Clara Ampho, Mr. Jam.
Oh.
Sarah Cox.
Oh.
The guy that does overnights on 5 Live, who was amazing. He came out and he said... All the people that have been nominated for this award, email me. I'm going to get you guys to come up and sit in on the show. I want you to do that. I think it'd be a great experience for you all. And also, my appearance fee for tonight will go towards your travel fees because you guys are students and you have it hard enough. And we were all like, everyone was like standing, like cheering, like, this guy! Fuck yeah!
Shall we email him? I reckon I can get away with saying I was at the Shock Awards.
It's not even the Shock Awards, mate. It's the SRA Awards. It's national. It's huge. Shock Awards, it was just me standing up taking the piss out of everyone.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
One, actual celebs. You should have heard me. People were still complimenting me about it last week. They said,
really?
Three people came up to me last week and they said, "Men, Ben, we miss your banter at Shock Radio. Life and soul of the party, if you will."
Yeah, very good. I'm proud of you, Ben.
Thank you, Lee.
You
know who else is proud?
Who else is proud?
Hello, Solomon Rickman here. I'm in heaven, and I just want to say, well done.
Oh, that was good.
Oh my God,
nice,
Alan.
Nice Alan Rickman there.
Oh, who's he with? Zavid's boy. Well done, Nebiel. Oh my God, that's...
Wow!
We've got for the price of one that clip.
Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, do you want me to share another clip now, Ben?
Oh, yes, please.
Hello! Yes, it's me, Robert Mugabe! I've been in house arrest the last few days, so I've had a lot of time on my hands. Just like to say, in that time, I've listened to every episode of Nebbio, and more than happy to put my name on episode 20. Well done, lads. Keep up the good work. I'm probably going to get shot in the next few days, but I hope I hear at least one more episode before my death. Robert Mugabe!
Robert Mugabe. Is he, sorry, just to be clear, he's the mascot and the title for this episode, correct?
Yes.
Great, great. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah,
we call him Rob on this show. Friend of the show, Rob.
Bobby Mugabe.
Also, by the way, that leads me into something.
Okay.
So my dad puts on Steve Wright every afternoon. Big show.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that when he has guests on, he becomes really over-matey with them. So they had Jimmy Carr on a few months ago, and he was going like, he kept on calling him Jim. And I just found it weird hearing Jimmy Carr be referred to as Jim.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
He does it with everyone, though. Like, anyone that comes on, he's like, all right, Jim.
He calls everyone Jim.
Yeah, no, the other day he had Greg James on, and he was like, all right, Greg Jim.
Yeah, no, who can ever forget that famous interview with Katy Perry?
And she was like, you know her real name's, like, Kate Hudson or something?
Is it?
It was, yeah, Catherine Hudson, I think it is.
I've just thought of this, and it's amazing. She would have been called Katie Brand for a part of her life.
Yeah, I never realised that. That is funny.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Should we start the podcast, and then we can get back to more chatting and whatever?
Yeah.
Because I've got a theory I really need to discuss with you.
Okay, then.
But first, here's the theme tune. Episode 20!
Wait!
Candle into the bath water. You never guess what happened, Lee.
What happened, Ben?
It went out.
Who'd have thought it?
Oh, God. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back, dear listener.
Now, Lee, I've got something I've been thinking about quite deeply, and I need to ask you about it.
Okay.
So, Channel 5 has been showing Christmas movies every day. Because Channel 5.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember the famous Christmas movie, The Santa Claus, with Tim Allen.
Yeah, how could I forget? There was about four of them, wasn't there?
Yeah, so in The Santa Claus, if you don't know, listeners, there's lots of you. Hi, Bob. In The Santa Claus, I'm not sure Bobby Mugabe would have seen this, The Santa Claus.
I've heard Christmas isn't a strong topic.
But in it, Tim Allen accidentally kills Santa Claus, and because of that, he becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, does this then translate to other careers? So, say if I accidentally killed a charity worker, would I become a charity worker? Would I have to go work in my local Red Cross and sell knickers to old ladies?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, because Tony Blair's a Syrian refugee now.
Oh, God.
Sorry. That...
I heard that Queen Elizabeth is now Princess Diana.
Oh.
When the Roman Empire actually became Jesus.
Yeah, and Courtney Love is Kurt Cobain now.
Hitler became a Jew.
And then he died.
Oh, classic. No, but seriously, who's a person you really wouldn't want to kill? Or what you'd want to kill? I'd like to kill a leprechaun. I reckon that's quite a fun job.
They're not real, Ben. Sorry.
What?
Sorry to break it. No, they're not real.
What about the Easter Bunny?
Oh, no, he's real.
Sick.
Peng-ting.
What happens if you kill a roadman? By the way, this is something that's been really annoying me. I keep seeing teenagers in Cheltenham dressed up in like full tracksuits with man bags, you know, like dressed like a full roadman.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, in Manchester, I completely get it, but in fucking Cheltenham, you just look like a knob. Like, it just and then they hang out in the park, think like listening to grime music from like 5 years ago, and I'm like, guys, not gonna lie, I'm more gangster than you, and you guys just like that just proves how ungangster you all are.
Yeah, exactly, because you're white, drinking a cup of tea, recording a podcast at the minute.
And I just had a co-op fine mince pie.
Oh.
Jeez!
What was I going to say? That brings me on to a nice subtopic. I forgot to mention it earlier. Friend of the show, Adam, from the from the Dirty Cast.
Big fan of Adam, by the way. Has he asked after me?
No, ever. Sorry.
Oh my God. That's actually really sad.
He did a charity boxing match the other night.
What? That actually doesn't surprise me. He's quite hench.
Yeah. He's proper. And we went to... some of us went to watch it. And we all had to wear suits. And there was someone wearing a suit.
You had to wear a suit?
Yeah. Classy affair.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a suit.
What about graduation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Mate. You absolute lemon.
You've seen me in black tie. Have you seen me naked? No, I don't think you have.
No, I haven't. Anyway, getting on to the point. There was someone... Because... the sort of people it attracts are very chavvy people. So you got a lot of people with like a black tie, shirt, smart trousers, shoes, and then like a Stone Island coat on.
Yeah.
And I genuinely saw someone in a full suit with a man bag, like the satchel.
Oh, God. Why?
I don't know. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
Just know.
And it just destroyed the whole thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man bags just always remind me of a time that I was in, what's the other nightclub? The Big Factory in Manchester.
Yeah.
And they came up to me and said, do you want some Nintendo? And I said, I didn't know what Nintendo was. And I went, sorry, what's Nintendo? And he went, it's a form of MDMA, mate. I went,
it's a form of MDMA, mate. I really enjoyed that, sorry.
I was like, no, I'm actually good, but thanks. Enjoy your evening.
I'll get back to my water. Do you want me to go into a each year?
Yeah, but just quickly, I've got a clip.
Oh, okay, fair play.
All right, you fuckers. I've been following you on Twitter for 4 months now. I just want to say this morning hasn't been the same without you. Come by. Let's have a little Christmas visit. Eamon fucking Holmes here. Nebiel 20. Congrats, guys. Love you. Peace.
Oh, we got him. The big
Eamon fucking Holmes.
Eamon effing Holmes.
Eamon, just want to say we still love you.
Big respect for big man Eamon.
Did you see that photo of him dressed as Donald Trump the other day?
Yeah, I did.
Made my evening.
When two worlds collide.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like daytime TV in the UK and then a reality show in America. It's just nuts.
I might as well do a quick clip now. Just get one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you got them, just fire them out because we're short of time, so just go.
Yeah, okay.
It's me, Kerry Katona, just saying. I'm a fantastic show. Love the podcast, episode 20. Fantastic.
That was Kerry Katona.
I haven't heard from her in years. How's she doing?
I'm sure she's all right. But yeah, I'm glad Kerry Katona's here. That's a nice addition, isn't it?
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, you know what's really interesting is Jimmy Kimmel in America, he had his birthday the other day, and he had a really similar thing where he had lots of clips on his show. So it's kind of like we're the same.
We are the same. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
No, we are.
Sorry. I'm just eating a rice cake. Right. A new feature. New feature for the Big 2-0.
Bow, bow, bow.
This is one I think that will stick as well. It's called Wrong Answers Only. So I've got some scenarios, and we can only say the wrong answer to them.
Great. Okay. Fire away.
Who is the best loose woman? Katie Price.
Nadine, what's her face?
No, she is the best loose woman.
No.
Nadine?
Andrea McLean's the best loose woman. Because she's not that loose.
Okay.
She's probably still tight.
That's disgusting.
No, Nadine's the worst one. Did you see her dress as Pennywise for Halloween? It's just awful.
No,
just
that was Colleen.
Oh, Colleen, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Colleen's...
The other really bad one's the one with the pubic hair that was on Big Brother a few years ago.
How did the US office end?
I'm pretty sure Steve Carell's character, Michael Scott, came back and killed them all.
Yeah, and then hung himself in the office.
It's because he'd watched back the documentary that had been made, and he realised that they'd actually, instead of joking along with him, they'd actually all been taking the piss out of him. And he was just like, guys, that's not okay, and just went back and killed them all.
Went on a rampage.
Yeah.
Yep, that's fair enough.
I mean, I'm very much on Steve's side for that.
And finally, what was the last meal Theresa May ate?
Boris's testicles.
I was going to say Battenberg on toast, but okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Rod Gilbert that's got a tattoo of Battenberg?
I think it is. It rings a bell, that.
Nice little crunch there.
Sorry. That's the last bit.
No, never apologise to me.
Good. That's the last bit of it anyway. Have we got any letters, Ben? Okay, well, I've got a letter. Last week, I was talking about Susanna Reid's Star Trek obsession, and I just asked her for a little bit about asking her what she thought of the new Star Trek and her favourite Star Trek of all time. And she just literally replied with those answers, which was nice.
That's really nice of her. Because it's hard to take time out and do that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a nice thing for the 20th episode. So she said, Deep Space Nine is the best. If you think otherwise, you need to get a grip. And
that's nice. It's forceful but fair.
Very much so. And then she said, I can't bring myself to watch the new ones. Once I saw that they was going to change the look of Klingons again, it killed it before it even started for it. So
I've been watching it. It's not great. Ooh. It's just depressing. You know what I've been enjoying more, and this is ridiculous, I've been enjoying Seth MacFarlane's The Orville more.
I've seen a lot of people say that's really good. I think I'm going to watch
it. It's not like amazing, but it's fun. It's just fun. And it has some actually quite good drama bits of like moral questions.
Oh.
But it's already got a season renew, and I've been enjoying it more. It's just more lighthearted.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, speaking on things that we've been watching. By the way, thank you, Susanna Reid. That was lovely of you.
Yeah, thanks. Big ups.
You could have wrote something funny, but that was just nice. And sometimes I know, it's
sweet.
Need. Just that's a nice
sweet,
follow-up
yeah.
to put closed doors. I think it's lovely. Thank you.
Well, sometimes on the show, we leave too many open doors.
Yeah, exactly. So
I know you're guilty of that. You like to just... you don't respect a fire door. I've heard that.
Yeah, there's just drafts running through the hallways of this podcast because there's so many doors going. It's just... What was I saying? Speaking of things I've watched, have you watched Motherland yet?
Watched the first two episodes, enjoyed it greatly. I got them all downloaded and queued up. We're doing one a night at the moment.
Oh, I've watched them all, mate. Beautiful. Loved it.
Been enjoying it a lot, though. Recommend. My gran found it a bit too sharp for her liking.
Oh,
but
really?
You know what? I've got to respect her.
Yeah, older taste. Matured taste.
She'd rather watch something with that Tom Hardy thing, Taboo, which is dark as fuck. So she's got weird taste.
Okay, I didn't expect that. I think we might have talked about that on a past podcast, actually.
Yeah. I've got a letter here.
Oh, okay.
Dear Nabil.
That's us.
Yeah, that's us. Ben and Lee backwards. It's been 20 episodes, but you should get that by now.
Yeah.
Says here, will there be a Nebiel Christmas party? Most other offices have Christmas parties. It'd be ridiculous for you not to.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
I'm well up, and we'll invite the fans, because we're normal. We've not changed.
Yeah, exactly. We're in touch with the common person.
Yeah. We've not changed, and I hope that they realise that.
Yeah, I think that's... We might be better than them, but we still give time to talk to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm thinking for this party, just we pick a venue, and it's BYOB, that's bring your own booze, because we don't have a big show budget, and if we have a budget, we're not going to spend it on you, are we?
Exactly, we'll spend it on, like, Loyal Karna playing or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, basically, you arrive, I'll put on some banging tunes. I've got great music taste. So we'll just get on with it, yeah?
Yeah. That sounds nice. That does sound nice.
It does sound nice. No, we'll find somewhere to
guests
do
it. On it. Like,
that would be good.
Adam and Tom and Emma and Jamie, Lauren, all those people. Ellie was on it.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
Some of my phone call people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My mate Fred. Yeah, we've had a lot.
Yeah. Nice.
Cute.
Oh, I've just got another clip here.
Sorry. Go for it.
Yeah. Hi there, Nebiel! It's me, Charles Manson! I'm about to die, so I'd just like to say you're my favourite podcast ever! Oh, okay. That was very...
That's intense,
that
but
was
I
very
it.
Intense indeed. I thought I was going to have a seizure. But thank you, Charles Manson, and it's an honour that on his deathbed, he's... that's two people that might die before this podcast comes out.
That's quite a lot when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly. To say we haven't had any more on any of the other 19 episodes, and now we've got two in one episode.
Hmm. No, that's a lot.
It is a lot, exactly. It's more than in some episodes of Last of the Summer Wines.
Yeah, no, that's great. Do you have another letter?
No, I don't. Sorry.
That's great. That's a great feature for today. I do have a mailing letter for next week. It's been taking a while, but it's good. She sent over or her son Marcel, who resides in Romford, sent over the first draft.
Oh, lovely.
But because it's quite an intense and long, it covers several days, so I'm gonna have to edit it for the listeners.
Okay, that's fine. You can't say, listeners, we don't treat you well. Spending all this time on compiling letters and whatnot.
I know. And if you have a letter, nebielpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Hey, it's Taika Waititi here. just been kind of crushing it lately with the old Thor Ragnarok. I don't know if you know, but over 500 million in the box office. So I'm pretty happy. Nebiel 20, congratulations. I hope to see you at the Christmas party. It's going to be Wild Brew. Peace.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh,
that's really nice. And well done, Taika, on Thor. You did well.
Yeah, thanks. I haven't watched it yet, but I will. And by people who I respect the opinion of, I think I'll enjoy it.
Am I one of those people?
No further comments, Your Honour.
Oh, I might, no, but seriously.
So, what else have we got then, Ben?
I don't know. Do you want to do travelling questions?
No, we end on the travelling questions. Come on, mate.
What have you got? What other stuff have you got?
I've got another new feature. It's called Vivid Questions. I pick a question out of a interview.
Yep.
And just ask you that one question. I think it's probably best if I tell you the question before I tell you the interview it's from. So I just
just go for it.
Yeah, I'd like you to answer to the best of your knowledge this question, if that's all right.
Yeah, no, please do.
Are you aware of the albums by Bradley Walsh, Nick Knowles, and Jason Manford?
Well, everyone except Jason Manford, but I assume that he probably would have done one.
Well, yeah, thank you, Ben, thank you. That was from an interview in The Guardian with Shane Ritchie.
Which Has he done an album?
Yeah, he's done loads of albums, which I didn't know anything about. And I have to say, please, everyone, I urge you to read that interview. He is an absolute... He's like a sweary Alan Partridge. It's beautiful, honestly. Apparently, it tells a story about getting drunk and buying on eBay the bloody chariot from the original Planet of the Apes film.
That is funny.
And I can't remember what else he says, but there's all sorts of literal gold in there.
So, Lee Wilkinson.
Hello.
You might remember last week there was an incredible story about what was on Osama bin Laden's laptop.
Oh, it's a fantastic story.
So, what I want to play now is I'm just going to list some famous bad people.
Yeah.
And if they were alive today, well, I mean, some of them are alive, but what would be on their laptop if it was found?
Okay.
So, first up, Genghis Khan. What sort of weird shit would he be into?
Oh, now that's interesting. definitely all three Human Centipede films.
I think he's got quite a thing for horses.
Right, so like Black Beauty will be on there and Warhorse, is that what you think?
Yeah, because, I mean, he used a lot of horses to get across Asia, so I think why wouldn't he be watching that anyway?
Yeah, but show him a film like fucking... Fast and Furious 4, he'll shit himself. Think of all the transport he's looking at. Like, it'll blow his mind.
Oh, he'd just be pissed off. I think he'd just be like, fuck's sake, you're telling me I spent 5 months travelling across fucking Kazakhstan on a horse when I could have done that in, like, 10 hours on a fucking... with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And the whole time I could have had this guy, like, Tyrese, who's just got some sick burns, and he's just like, Tyrese... And you're telling me The Rock could have been there? You're telling me The Rock could have been there?
Johnson.
Vin Diesel could have just been constantly saying, family. Sorry, guys. Let me just go kill myself again.
I have to say that was a really good impression of Genghis Khan.
That's how he talks. guys, you're telling me that... Natalie Emmanuel from Hollyoaks and now Game of Thrones and now Fast and Furious could have been there. sorry, what? that's how Genghis Khan talks.
Ah, fantastic. Have you got some more? I want to know some more.
Please tell me what would have been on Colonel Gaddafi's laptop. Well, obviously, Toto, the song Africa.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
I think that's on all African warlords' laptops.
Yeah, definitely. Because
they think they're the ones blessing the rain down on Africa.
And a lot of Warhammer strategy games.
Yeah, no. I think that wouldn't surprise me, no.
Yeah, he just goes mad for them, that's what I've heard.
And you know the line, it would take me, gonna take a lot to take me away from you. They think that's about them and their regime.
Yeah.
It's gonna take more than just an army to take me away from this regime. Looking at you, Bob.
Right, okay. Next one.
Next one on the list, we've got my old mate, Joe Starlin.
Oh,
the big J-O.
Yeah, he would, can you remember that, when they made Beyblades into a series?
Yes, I loved that. I loved that before I loved Beyblades.
Oh, really? Well, he's got
Don't hate me.
Don't worry, I don't hate you. he's got
all of that.
All of that, and he's got everything that Kathy Burke's ever been in.
Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me. I also think he's probably got screensavers of really hot places. You know, when Moscow's just a bit cold and it's just getting him down, he's like, oh, yeah. I wish I could be in the Caribbean.
The centre of the earth is a good it's a good place this time of year.
Yeah, he's got the film Journey to the Centre of the Earth on his laptop. with Brendan, what's his face?
Brendan Rogers.
No, Brendan, oh, I've forgotten his name. We talked about him the other week.
Brendan Fraser, that's it.
Yes, it is, yeah.
and
finally, Saddam Hussein. I reckon he's a big Simon and Garfunkel fan.
definitely. That makes
sense. not Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. he's more into the lighter stuff. Bridge Over Troubled Water.
it's quite hard because obviously
Baghdad's not surrounded by much water, so he likes to use that as kind of he uses it as a metaphor.
Don't we all?
And only as a metaphor.
and the boxer, he loves the boxer.
anything else he'd be into? What sort of pictures is he looking at?
He's just got loads of pictures of different coloured fidget spinners.
Yeah, no. I've heard he's got a thing for 12th century Chinese art.
And apparently he collects every type of lynx, and there's one sort of limited edition version that came out in Canada that he never managed to get.
Yeah. The lynx he hates the most is Africa, obviously. so yeah, I think we're definitely going to be playing this again. That was Bad Person What's on Their Laptop.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed it.
I need a catchier title.
right, shall we end on travelling questions then?
Yeah.
Ben, you've been places.
Oh, have I? no, seriously, have I?
You should know.
I'm about to go to Country 36 in just over a week.
Where's that?
Denmark. Copenhagen.
Oh, lovely stuff. So I'm going to ask you about travel. So, is it true Native Americans' favourite game is bingo?
Yeah. No, it is, yeah.
Good. Number two. Is it true that once every year the Statue of Liberty yawns?
She also bends over and stretches her back because it's quite hard. the arm up in the air, it's quite hard.
Yeah, you'd imagine she gets quite stiff after a while.
Yeah, it's bad on your joints, that, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, just quite frankly, it's just bad on your joints.
good. And so the final one, as always, it was asked by the fellas on the forum.
Hashtag sigh. Speaking of that, I've got a quick clip, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Hi, guys. Simon Cowell here. Congratulations on your 20th show. Great one. Sigh.
Oh, there we go. Simon Cowell. The right-wing pop singer.
Is he right-wing?
Yeah, of course he is. Look at him.
Just look at that hair.
No, he's...
just shouts Tory, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he's necessarily right-wing, but he is a Tory. Well, so he is right-wing, but I mean, he's not like UKIP or Jim Davison.
Not far right. Not alt-right.
Or Morrissey, yeah.
I'll spend the day in bed.
So, the fellas on the forum. This week we've been using Qatar Airlines forums. And they're spreading tripe about you as always. Ben.
Yeah.
Is it true that last summer you went to Benidorm and stole all the four-wheeled scooters on the strip and old people were stumbling about the Benidorm for 2 weeks until they got them all replaced?
Yeah, it's true. Oh! You know why I did it? You know why I did it? Because when I went to Tesco's in Benidorm, because obviously they got Tesco's there.
I just
went at the wrong time of day, and there were just 30 old people waiting, and only one till open. So I had to wait for half an hour just to check out. And I thought, you know what? And then they all got on their scooters and ran away before all motored away before I got a chance to stop them. So I just thought, how am I going to get them back? They deserve to be got back. And that's when I stole all their scooters. Was it wrong to do? Yes. Do I regret it? No.
No, fair play. At least you're honest. I'll just report that back to the fellas on the forums.
No worries, fam.
I think, does that conclude episode 20? The celebration episode?
I think it does. Do you have any more clips?
I mean, I can do.
Oh, wait, just a sec. I've got one here.
Oh, okay.
Hiya, DJ Barlow here. congratulations, Nebule 20. See ya, bye.
Oh, lovely stuff.
That was nice.
Another dead person appearing on the podcast.
Oh, is she dead? I honestly didn't know. Just went, like, old woman name.
It happened when we was in Manchester. Like, two years ago.
Well done on the podcast. It's Morrissey here. Nebule 20. Oh. We hate your politics, but thanks. Thanks, Morrissey.
Didn't expect him. Thank you for the 20 episodes. Here's to 20 more.
Here's to 100 more. If you can imagine how crazy the 20th celebrations were.
Oh,
wait
God.
Till you see the 400th episode.
It's gonna be crazy, guys. It's gonna be so unpredictable.
Oh, just a sec. I've got one final clip.
Oh, right, okay.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. I'm Tony the Tiger. Well done for doing 20 episodes.
Oh, Tony the Tiger. Didn't expect that. Why? Oh, beautiful.
I don't think Tony expected that.
He didn't. Tony did not expect that. On that note, good day, good rhythms, and see you in the near future.
Goodbye.
Bye.